Native Hawaiians have a specific name for the mist-like rain of Hilo, Kanilehua, which means rain that lehua flowers drink. Lehua is the flower of the ohia tree, which has come under attack in recent years by a fungal disease known as rapid ohia death.
The ohia lehua has such significance to our culture. It is a primary plant in our forests, in our practice of hula, in our mele. It is a part of our ohana. And should that plant disappear, I would feel like a part of us was missing.
Kauai cultural practitioner Sabra Koka says the survival of the culture depends on the survival of the plant. The latest aerial survey of the Big Island's ohia forests estimate as many as 135,000 acres affected by rapid ohia death. The disease was first discovered in Puna in 2010.
We saw these dying ohia trees. We didn't know what was killing them.
J.B. Friday is an extension forester with the University of Hawaii's Cooperative Extension Service. Newly published research revealed ohia was actually being attacked not by one, but two separate pathogens. Species of the fungus, Ceratocystis.
The fact that there are two different species of fungus explains a lot of our field observations. In the field, sometimes we'd see trees, the whole tree dies really quickly, top to bottom. Sometimes we'd see only a branch die or one fork of a forked tree die. So now we know that there are two different diseases.
These newly discovered fungal species are found nowhere else in the world. As such, the pathogens were given Hawaiian names in consultation with Kekuhi Kiali'i Kanaka Ole o Haile Lani. Ceratocystis luku ohia, or destroyer of ohia, which causes systemic wilt, and Ceratocystis huli ohia, a slow-spreading localized pathogen.
I think when you see miles and miles of dead forest that's just white, dead trees, it's kind of scary and alarming.
Lacey Matsumoto stewards 20 acres of ohia forest in Mountain View, known as the Lion's Estate. She's gathering and storing ohia seeds as a genetic safety net. Her seed bank will help researchers test for resistant ohia varieties and enable restoration of impacted areas.
Banking the seeds is just an opportunity to buy time. And once it's time to reforest, then they can pull from the reserves and there's something that we can contribute.
We've really just been lucky that everybody on Hawaii Island and really statewide is very concerned about their ohia forests. And so they want to learn about ways that they can help.
Rob Hoff is the state protection forester for the Department of Land and Natural Resources. Last year, Hawaii came up with a comprehensive 3-year strategic response plan for rapid ohia death. The plan focuses on research and outreach, as well as impact prevention, including aerial surveys on the Big Island every quarter and statewide twice a year.
We are using tablets to draw in on maps where we're finding disease symptoms, and then ground crews go out into those areas and verify whether it is, in fact, the fungi that cause rapid ohia death.
While there's no timeline for eliminating rapid ohia death, Koka points to the tree's resilience as a sign.
The ohia lehua is the first plant to grow after a fresh lava flow comes through. The ohia is the first plant to grow there.
For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.